蜻蜓。Okay, everyone, welcome to Tango Radio Show, and I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're having a live show today. Today is February the 25th, 2016, and it is a Thursday, and we have a live show for you today. A lot of important stuff going on in the world that we need to talk about, and we will. Hopefully, Scotty is doing well. I need to reach out to Scotty. I know that there was some real bad storms, and he had a power outage yesterday. So hopefully Scotty is doing well, and reach out to him and see what's going on in case we need to help him out. So but before we get going with the show, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I would say, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that Black Talk Radio Network has brought to you. It's so important that we do that because there's been so many different programs and avenues that we haven't supported that was in our best interest, and we had lost those actual entities and those organizations. And we need not for that to happen, especially in today's world with everything that's going on and what's happening within the overall global paradigm. And we need to be able to get good information is not from the propaganda of mainstream media and not from, selective groups that have a vested interest in the overall system maintaining the status quo, but to get it from sincere, honest people that really do bring you newsworthy events that have a very strategical and a very, very relevant outcome for your lives so that you and your family and our community can make the decisions that is in the best interest that serves them and have a self-determining direction in that instead of being propagandized in order to uphold what is actually a part of the overall capturing of our spirits, our physical beings, and our overall energy, which is the real cusp of enslavement. So, with that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. If you can make donations, make a donation, make monetary donations, donate your professional services. If you have a professional service that Black Talk Radio Network can benefit from, donate that. Donate your time. If you have an event that you would like Black Talk Radio Network or some of the programs that are on Black Talk Radio Network to come and support your overall or be a part of the event that you're having, contact Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty is very, very approachable. Just let him know what's going on, and he will facilitate as much as he possibly can. So we need to maintain and help this radio network grow. We've been growing by leaps and bounds. We need to continue to, especially for what's going on in the world today. So with that being said, also go to Facebook, our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And check out what we have posted there. Drop a like if you like us. Make a comment. And if there's something that you would like to for us to look at, definitely, you can send a message there. Some very, very important things that are posted there in Tando Radio Show that we need to talk about. Let's take a look at the current events, and we're going to talk about some of these things because they are extremely, extremely important, and we need to know what's going on in the world instead of just the entertainment side of the world, because that really doesn't matter. Okay, so let's go to Tando Radio Show on our Facebook page and check out what's posted there in the current events. Okay, let's go. What's in the news? What's in the news today? I posted this one yesterday after Tando Radio Show went off. It's a very, very good article that's there, and it's manipulation in the gold market. This was on CNBC's Squawk Box. Bill Murray of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, I've actually read some of his publications and some of the work that he's doing and what they're doing, and I've learned some great things. You know, they were the first ones to say that silver. They reported one of their members that is no longer living, Douglas. What was his first name? It'll come to me later. Had reported from the USGS had said that silver would be the first element on a periodical table to go extinct, and that was on the USGS website. Then it was taken down. Gold Antitrust Action Committee was the first one to report that, and that was Adrian Douglas was the one that reported that. So this was, you know, I was surprised to see Bill Murray on CNBC, but I've told a lot of you and I've told people that have taken our precious metals class, whenever you see the mainstream media start to talk about the gold manipulation and the overall precious metals manipulations, particularly silver, that means you're getting close to the overall event going completely nuclear. And this is exactly what's happening, because the mainstream media no longer can hide what's going on. And they want to have some relevance so that when things go awry, that you will still listen to them when they're going to be always giving you, mainstream media always gives you propaganda. But in this case, this was, they actually want to be able to recapture some credibility when this economic collapse that we are already engaging in goes full-blown and it adversely affects your daily way of life, which is coming. And if you're not prepared for it, it will run you over. So check out that video. I wanted to play that for you all. We'll play that maybe later on when Scotty gets back, because I can't upload it now, but very, very telling. That's there. Next we have, and this comes from The Guardian. Very important one, too. This is talks about, I've always said that the destabilization of of Europe is going to be the first to go, and it's going to make its way here from the United States, because the real target of the overall economic collapse is you, the everyday person living in this country. And this is what the controlling factors do. They collapse economies for their beneficial, good of controlling of the mass general human population. And this is why they have some countries do well for some time, and then they crash those economies and they bring up a new one. It is a cyclical event, and this is how you control the masses of people globally. The U.S. time is over, is done, just like all of the other ones of ancient times before are done, and you're starting to see it unravel and deteriorate very quickly, because they are going to sacrifice the very economy here and the people here so that they can maintain control and power of the rest of the world. And if you don't believe it, that's because you know nothing about history, and you haven't, and you know nothing about the economies, and you haven't done any of the due diligence to understand what is going on. So it will catch you if you don't prepare for it accordingly. Next we have, oh, well, check out this article. Real important part of this article, didn't want to move from it too quickly, is that this is telling you that the overall destabilization inside of Europe is going to be the bring on the global war that is going to be engaged, and it's going to be engaged on many fronts, the South Sea of China within Korean nations, South versus North Korea, and it's also going to be in South America, and it's also going to be throughout Africa from Libya to the Middle East and Djibouti, all through Africa, because that is the real, real prize for what's going on as the demise of the debt-based economy moves into the asset-based economy. So here what happened is that the prime ministers and the government of Greece were saying that they won't allow for Greece to be the Libya of Europe, and they will not allow the world to dump all of the souls inside of Greece. This is what happens when countries start closing their borders. Soon after they close their border, trade stops moving, then troops start going across the borders. This is history. This is not what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what history says, and it's going to play itself out very soon. This whole thing that's going on in the Europe, in the European Union, with the destabilization from the refugee crisis that they created. It's funny how they were able to get all of those people from Syria and all of those areas that they started to migrate those people out of. They had complete and full transportation to them, but all of a sudden they had no place with them. This was a design plan.
No. Do you want to hear?
One second. Let me...
Okay,
I want to hear him. Hey, Dave. My computer went down. One second. I'll be right back up. Sorry about the delay, everyone. It's just this is what happens when things are always happening, but that's all right. We keep going. So I want to continue to talk about Greece, but we're going to move on from that in 1 second. But that's what's happening here. This is the destabilization. It's always been this way, and it's always going to be this way because it worked so well in the past. And like I said before, you've heard me say this many a time, so many of us only have a 2-week, 3-week, or a yearly plan. These people plan 500, 300 years in advance. Why? Because that's what it takes in order to control people. So check out that article, very, very telling that's there. So we're going to move on to the next one. Next one that's real important is we're going to talk about this later. It was this comes from a Fox News network. It says student can't attend school because he's African-American. And a St. Louis mother is in shock after learning her son's skin color will keep him from attending the school of his choice. And we're going to take a look at that. You know, we have to realize what's really going on here. And at some point and at some time, we have to realize that the so-called American dream is nothing more than fool's gold. And we have to stop being the foolish ones that are mining that fool's gold. And I say that because if we continue to do what we've been doing and expect a different result, it is our fault. And if you look at what's going on, when you really look at what's going on, from Common Core to the vaccinations and all of the other things that they are pushing through our children, and until we walk away and establish what we need to establish within the best interest of our children, these type of things are going to continue to happen. But we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. Very good article you should know. Okay, next one. U.S. warns bank of Russian bonds. This comes from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. warns banks off Russian bonds. And what is happening is that Russia wants to sell some of their bonds, their treasury bonds, and the U.S. government is telling the banks, don't do it. It's not illegal, but don't do it. And what do? They threaten them by saying, you will lose your reputation. This is something that we need to talk about because these aren't the things that are being talked about and informed to you because they don't want you to know. What they're going to push on you is the game, what Golden State is doing, and they're going to push off what's going on in different parts of entertainment and all the things that are just propaganda. And are nonchalant, and they don't really matter. But this has a very meaningful ramification. This is the part of the global economic war that is turning into a hot shooting war as we speak. Basically what is happening, Kerry told the banks that they would lose their reputation. Their reputations will be at risk, even though it's not illegal for them to participate in Russia selling its bonds because of the sanctions that are against Russia. They can't stop the companies being privatized from doing that. But what they're saying is that you better not do business with them. But guess what? If they want to stay in business, they're going to have to do business with the Russians, just like the rest of the world is doing business with the BRIC nations and are walking away from the U.S. This is telling you the influence that the U.S. had in the past is no longer, because never before did the U.S. government have to respond this way. Why? Because no one was selling their bonds. Now they're selling their treasuries. And why are they doing that? Because the world is walking away from the dollar. And they're going to leave you to be the buyer of last resort for it. And you're going to be getting diminished coupons when that happens. So check out this article for yourself. It's in Wall Street Journal. See what's going on. We'll touch on this a little later also. Another Sears, this comes from USA Today. Sears quarter four losses deeper after a competitive holiday season. Sears is on the brink of complete bankruptcy. You've already know that, but this is just one of the many fundamental institutions that are here in this country that are falling apart. This is the path that things are going on. Next comes from RT. Scientists trace mysterious alien signal to distant galaxy. Really good article that's there. A lot of that's been going on, but it's been hidden from the general population really important article that's there. Says a lot. Next one, here we go. This is where it's starting to get really interesting. Pentagon seeks to deploy mobile artillery near South Sea of China. Why? Because the U.S. is going to engage in a hot war with the BRIC nations and with all of the allies that the BRIC nations has, because the BRIC nations aren't just the five countries that are in the acronym, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It actually has over 116 members altogether, and it's growing. Pretty soon you will see Iraq and Iran join that cohort. Why? Because those are what's significant about that? All of the countries that are there, the primary countries there, are resource-heavy and based economies in those nations. That's why they established an alliance among themselves. But see, this is what they don't want you to know, because they want you to be as naive as possible about what's going on, so that when the trap door closes, you'll be asking what just happened. So check out this article. This comes from Sputnik News, and this is going to be, we're going to talk about this also. This is the continuation of the deterioration of the global economy that's leading to world war. Next we have from, this one comes from Russia Insider. Kerry says, if ceasefire fails, he may petition Syria. If the ceasefire, which all ceasefires fail, he may partition Syria. Basically, he's going to turn Syria into a north and a south, or an east and a west, like they did with the Koreas. And believe me, there's no way, only way that you can do that is if you invade that country. And Russia is not going to allow that, nor Iran, nor China. This is the expanded global war that I've been telling you about since we started on Tando Radio Show. And this article is very, very telling. John Kerry is an incredible motivator. This is the article. He has just told Syrian jihadist-controlled rebels that, let me move this down, that all it has to do is sabotage the upcoming ceasefire. He has agreed with Moscow. He will reward them with a mini-state carved out of Syria. There's no way in the world that this is going to happen. This is what you call the plausible deniability for the war. They're going to say that they had to engage, and they are going to lose massively. Yes, yes, yes. The U.S. is purposely doing this and is going to lose this overall war, because it's already lost the war economically. And anyone that doesn't know that is totally naive to what's going on, and they have a big surprise that's coming. And this is why you start to see a lot of the capital controls in this country, and a lot of the things that are going on that you start to see is odd. That if you look at where the economy is and where everything is right now compared to 10, 15 years ago, you'll see a marked difference. Right now, what you're starting to see is the growing ghost towns everywhere. This is because this is because what's happening is that the U.S. has lost its reserve currency status and is losing its petrodollar status as we speak. And this is something that we're going to be talking about today that's very, very important. Next we have, getting to almost to the end, get ready to our show. We have a guest that's in queue. My man Robert will be there. We'll talk to Robert in 1 second. Next we have from Sputnik News, as Flint suffers, Michigan officials won't test the water for deadly diseases. And we already had Doc Hawkins tell you about Lugarian's disease that's being found throughout the city. This is going throughout the waterways and inside the water. This is, you know, what Doc was talking about, and this is what you're going to see the expansion of. One, for many, many reasons, many, many reasons. It has everything to do with the U.S. being in receivership and is losing its overall natural resources. And guess what happens there? Flint is in Detroit, is an area of great interest, and it's an area of great interest by the BRIC nations, particularly China. If you know anything about Flint, and Michigan, you would see that for yourself. It's unfolding as we speak. Next we have this one comes from Investment No, it's not. This one is research reveals that that taking Tylenol during pregnancy can give your baby asthma. Excuse me. So very important one that you need to check out there. Something that you need to know. Next, we have almost finished, and this one comes from. This is what we're really going to talk about today, and this is a show you definitely don't want to miss. This comes from EnglishCalix.com. The transcripts, the Central Bank of Governors discuss a range of issues, and this is China's Central Bank Governor discussing major issues that you need to know about, and what he said will change your life in the very near future in a very, very destructive way if you don't prepare. So check this article out, and we're going to talk about this one and what this means. This has a lot to do with what we've been talking about, and this is going to unfold. This goes with this next story, and this comes from the USFJ.military. Statement on trilateral joint chiefs of staff meeting. This is basically Marine Corps General Joseph F. Dunsford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, met with a couple of countries last week in Pearl Harbor. Why? Because the global war is here. And we're going to talk about what this means, and we're going to go over this because you need to know it's something that you need to prepare for. And then also this talks about the next article from Veterans Day, Turkey's plan, Islamic Empire or Armageddon. Basically, this is talking about the nuclear weapons that have been stolen or underhandedly given and lost out of Israel are now within the reach of Turkey. And not only that, last week it was admitted that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. Why was that? Because Saudi Arabia and Turkey are on the verge of invading Syria, and Russia and Iran will have a response to that will draw the NATO nations, the fractured NATO nations, because not all of the NATO nations are going to maintain their overall NATO alliances, and they're going to walk away and leave the bag holding to the U.S., because that's the plan. And we're going to talk about and we're going to show you these things when we come back. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we have a guest that's in queue. Let me make sure he's still there. Robert is still there. Yeah, Robert is still there. We have a guest in queue, Robert, and he wants to talk to you about some of the things that Robert is doing. And then after that, we're going to jump right into what's going on in the world and what has happened last week and why we posted what the central bank governor of China is saying and what it means for you. And what it means for you, you definitely, definitely want to hear. It is all starting to take shape and take form, that the former ways of your being able to maintain your standard of living, your quality of life is going to be totally disruptive or is going to vanish. This is the overall design plan, and it's unfolding in the South Sea of China. It's unfolding in Syria, the Ukraine, it's in Djibouti, Libya, and it's unfolding in Europe, in the EU nations, and in the Koreas. This is where we are, and this is what you need to prepare for. It's never scared, always prepared. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, which I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and what we're going to do today's show, we're going to have to record, and then we'll put it up in the podcast. Scotty wasn't able, you know, he had power outages where he was, so he is not going to be broadcast live, but it will be podcast, and you can hear it later on today. So everything is as usual, but it's just you can't hear it live on TuneIn. As we speak, but if you're hearing this now, because you called into the show, you're probably not listening to it on TuneIn. But that's the reason for it. But the show is still here, and as soon as Scotty is in a better position with everything from the storm and everything else, and hopefully Scotty is doing well, and we'll reach out to him a little bit later, everything will be back to normal. I know how that is in December when we had that tornado come through. So, but hey, we have a guest that's in queue. Let me pull this guest up. Is my man Robert Means. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, bro. I'm
here. Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. So you and the wife ready for the baby? What's before we get started? Let's first things first. What's going on, bro?
We had the baby actually on Tuesday night. You know.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks. Yes, we're definitely so excited. You know, it's all a new experience. But we're both very excited. My wife worn out from the process, but
of course,
you know, it's definitely a blessing. Yeah.
Yep. So mom and baby are doing well.
Yes, sir. Both of them are doing well. And I'm actually at the hospital still right now. But we're scheduled to be discharged today, this evening, in a few hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, bro, we're going to get to this so you can get back to what really matters and what's really important is your family. Robert, so you wanted to come on Tando and talk about some of the things that you were doing,
right.
You know, so to introduce you to some of our listeners. And so tell our listeners, what is it that you're doing and what is it that you're engaging in?
Right. Well, yeah. First, once again, I just want to say thanks, you know, brother, for having us on the show today. You know, because the information, you know, you can provide us is definitely, you know, priceless. So it's an honor. It's an honor to be on the show. But
well, thank you, brother, for coming on.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Thanks for allowing us to come on and educate, you know, the people and listening audience. You know, in a way that we can possibly help protect them legally through their, you know, identity theft and business aspects that they may not even know exist. So, I do have my business partner on the phone, Mr. Mark Horn Brown. He's on the line with me as well. So, we're both business partners. We're both business partners in Legal Shield, and we provide these services through this company, Legal Shield. And so before I actually get started in telling you all about the benefits of Legal Shield and how it can actually help your family, I'd like to introduce my business partner, Mr. Marcon Brown. He will be just telling a brief little background about the company, you know, before we actually get into the services. Mr. Brown, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, David, definitely do appreciate you for having us on your show, man. You great, some great highlights of things that's going on right here in North America, but also some incredible things that's happening across the world. And, hey, I definitely do appreciate you. But just to go ahead and get started with about the company, Legal Shield. Legal Shield has been involved for, I believe, older than everybody who's up on the phone line right now. We actually got started back in 1972. Our founder, Mr. Harlan C. Stonecipher, actually got the company started back in 1969 as a result of an accident. You know, accidents occur all the time. Probably while we've been up on the phone line, thousands of accidents across North America have happened. And what he found out as a result of the accident, he had his car insurance, he had his health insurance, because as a result of that, he was put into a coma. But when he woke up from this particular situation, the young lady that actually hit him sued him, because she did a little background check on him. At the point in time, she had a lot of money. And so she did her background check on Mr. Stone Cypher and found out he had a couple traffic tickets. So she sued him. Now, the question that I always ask people, David, is that when somebody is suing you, what's the first thing that you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get in contact with an attorney. And that's what he did back in 1969. It was the charge about $6,000, and it equivalents right now to 2016, where it's about $37,000 where he had to actually pay for an attorney. And as a result of his whole situation, he was out of money, but he was still won the whole situation with that because he was not at fault. And it goes to show you that a lot of times people are being priced out in the justice system. And it's all about having access right now. And so at the point in time, he got the company started back in 1972. As a result of that, right now we are serving 1.8 million people right now. That equivalents to about 4.2 million families across North America. And I like to break it down like this. I currently right now reside right here in Birmingham, Alabama. We have a population right here in Jefferson County, probably around about 2 million people. And so you just think to yourself, 1.8 million people, how many people across North America need to be educated and need to be heard about what we do as a corporation to where you have in that type of access? And so I just wanted to give a little history about the company, David, and I'm going to turn it back over to you with the questions that you may have for us.
Sure. You know, that's it. That's very true. If you are in need of legal service, you're at the behest of the overall legal system. And that could, you know, that can exhaust your disposable income and so many things. Even though you haven't been in the wrong, it could actually feel as if you are wrong or in inconvenience because of the resources that you would have to, particularly monetary resources. You know, you're putting up, you know, your cash, your savings, and actually put your overall, your life's work at risk because of some legal issues. So it's Legal Shield. And what is it that Legal Shield does? You know, why are you involved in Legal Shield, and what services does Legal Shield provide?
Right. Okay. So Legal Shield provides, you know, it really levels the playing field so everyone can have access. So we provide unlimited access to an attorney without normal everyday people having to worry about the cost. They don't have to check their checkbooks first before checking their rights. So, you know, we provide it on a limited basis. People pick up the phone 24/7, 3 days a week, call an attorney. You know, ask them unlimited questions, get contracts, you know, reviewed and, you know, and read. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people may wonder, why would I actually need access to an attorney every day of the week, all day? You know, why do I need a plan like this? You know, because a lot of people don't think to themselves that I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't, you know, break the law. I don't, you know, do anything bad. But I know everyone on this call can definitely agree to me that, you know, bad things happen to good people all the time. You know, you don't have to be doing anything bad. Just like Mr. Brown was saying in the Holland Stone cycle situation with the car accident, you wouldn't do anything bad. So you don't have to be doing anything bad to actually need an attorney. So just ask yourself this question. Have you ever signed a contract or a document before? You know, most people have. You know, whether it was a gym membership, getting a cell phone, an apartment lease, you know, mortgage, or, you know, anything. So you always want to have an attorney review that document or contract, you know, before just signing it, you know, because with contract and document, you know, and normally, you know, it sounds pretty good, you know, after, you know, reading it from what you understand from it. But what they say is, you know, the bold print, give it, and the fine print, take it away from you. And
that's right.
You need an attorney to, you know, interpret that for us so we can know what we're actually signing on to. You know, so ask yourself the question, you know, anybody that's been on the phone, have you ever been treated unfairly or being overcharged for, you know, a service or a product? You know, you may have taken your car to an auto dealership, you know, to get something fixed, and then when you get it back, something else wrong with it. instead. You know, that wasn't even, you know, the issue. You know, or being overcharged at the same car dealership. You know, or as you said, you ever see the traffic ticket. You know, a lot of people have, a lot of people haven't, but I can tell you personally, I received several traffic tickets, and, you know, before I actually had this service myself, I normally just pay the ticket, you know, and get the points added to my record. But the last time I got the ticket, I had Legal Shield. And just last month, when I went to transfer court, the attorney came with me at no additional cost. He represented me and talked to the judge. He actually knew the judge, you know. So I'm sure that was in my favor, you know. So, you know, what we say in Legal Shield is that a great attorney knows the law, but a good attorney, you know, the best attorney knows the judge. And in my case, and in many cases with Legal Shield, the attorneys that we get, they know the judge. You know, they have, you know, an average of 19 years of experience in our, you know, in our network. So in that case, what happened with me is the judge, you know, giving me driver's class. You know, so all I had, right, had to do was take that class and the points on my record now. You know, so as you said, that question. And you also asked yourself, you have a patient at a store that had a data breach, you know, Target, you know.
Right.
Was that home
over the holidays.
Store.
Yeah, a couple of holiday seasons, two years ago, yes.
Right. So there's so many situations where, you know, everyday situations where you can actually use an attorney through the phone and get access. In which, in most of these situations, people won't do it. Not because they don't need to do it. It's because, you know, it actually, you know, at that time, because they don't have the money to pay for an attorney, it costs less to just go ahead and pay for whatever just happened. You know, so. But just think about all the situations, you know, big or small, on a trivial to the traumatic, where the advice of an attorney might have been useful for you. So I'm going to go ahead and move on because our access to an attorney is, you know, you could call the phone unlimited on, you know, doing their normal business hours. And they have to get back to you that same day within an eight business hour period. Most times, if you call an attorney, you'd be lucky to get back to you that same week. You know, with us as a member of our service, you are guaranteed to hear back from the attorney law firm within 8 business hours. So, and also for emergency situations, you know, let's say, you know, it's outside of business hours. It might be 1, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and something occurs. You know, and if it's an emergency situation, like you're arrested or detained during a car accident, you know, maybe domestic violence, you know, incident or something, you know, something that's considered an emergency, you have access to our mobile app to call an attorney. So just for an example, I have a business partner who actually sold a mirror show to someone in which their parents gave them their membership ID card, you know, for leadership, and told them, if you ever get into any trouble, just call the number on the back. All right? So one Saturday night, the gentleman, he was riding home. He was out of college. But he was riding in the car with 3 other gentlemen, and they got stopped by the police officer. The police officer asked them, you know, do you have a gun in the car? You know, they had a gun. It was under the seat. The other individuals in the car was not aware of the gun being in the car. Found out the gun was unregistered, so the police proceeded to take them to jail. For that incident, but one of the individuals actually asked the cop, you know, can he call his mom? Okay, the cop said no, he can't call his mom. You know, but then he said, can I call my attorney? And the cop, he had to say yes because that was his right. It's the Miranda right. I know, David, you know, you're a police officer, so you got, you know, you can meet with the Miranda right that, you know, you have the right to remain silent. And you also have the right to an attorney. So in that situation, that officer had to let him call his attorney. He couldn't call his mom. He could call his attorney in that situation. So he called his attorney, you know, and the attorney, he gave the phone to the police officer. The attorney spoke to the police officer. Okay. So pretty much in this situation, the police still took him and his friends to the police station. But the boy's mother had the opportunity to come and pick him up from the police station. The other individuals he was with, they all went to jail because the judge didn't want to hear their case until the following week, okay? And there was nothing different between the individual that had an attorney to talk to and the other individual that he was with. You know, the only difference was the fact that he had the assets. He had an attorney to call. So just ask yourself, if you were in a situation just like that, who would you call? You know, a lot of people say, I have an attorney already. You know, my mom's an attorney, my brother's an attorney. You know, but what do they specialize in? You know, what practice, you know, for the attorney do they practice? Just like if you had a cousin that was a heart surgeon, you know, you would still have health insurance because if something happens, you know, to your lungs, you know, you don't want to talk to a heart surgeon. You know, you want to talk to someone who's specialized in that. You know, so, you know, we cover a wide range of, you know, of situations and issues. And also your wills. You know, I just had a baby just a couple of days ago, like we discussed. And so because of that, I need to get my will updated to include my son in the will. You know, so this service allows me to do that without having to pay any additional cost. You know, so
honestly,
you can get your will done. If you don't already have a will, you can get your will updated as well. You can get a health care power of attorney and the living will. All these documents included with our services. So we cover, you know, definitely a wide range. We got all this assistance that comes with 50 hours of past attorney's time. And also we got civil trial defense. If you're named as a, you know, defendant in a trial, we got prepaid hours already paid for. You don't have to pay anything extra in that situation. You know, so those are all pretty much most of the services that comes as soon as you get the service, you have access to everything I just named. And there's a few things that has a 90-day waiting period, such as if you have an uncontested divorce, uncontested adoption, uncontested name change, or uncontested separation of an annulment. Those things are also included with a 90-day waiting period for that. So everything that I just covered, you know, you don't have to say anything extra other than your membership to get all these services. Now, anything outside of that, like if it's like a pre-existing issue or you're trying to sue someone else or you go above your, you know, defendant on trial hours that comes with your membership, you still covered, but there's a 25% discount for it. And, you know, if you call an attorney and you have a situation that there's a 25% discount, they're not going to perform the service first and tell you, uh-oh, those are one of the things that you get 15% discount for. You know, they want to let you know first before actually performing, you know, the service. So there will be no surprises. You know, so
right.
With more membership, you know, everybody in your family is covered. Everybody, I mean, your, you know, wife, husband, or it could be boyfriend, girlfriend, or, you know, so, you know, you got junior spouses covered, you know, your children up to the age of 26, and the physically and mentally disabled, you know, they are covered for life. So, for a service that offers everything I just named, you know, on a monthly basis, you know, usually when I ask people, how much, you know, is this worth to you? You know, because a typical attorney, I know in the state of Alabama, costs $250 per hour, and other states, it's a lot more. So, we offer all these services for just a flat monthly rate that covers your whole family for only $20 per month. You know, that kind of sounds unbelievable in a way. You know, and, you know, at $20 a month, a lot of people might think, this might not be a quality law firm. You know, what kind of training do I get for $20 a month? You know, but at $20 a month, we get the top-rated attorneys. And, of course, an attorney can't provide these services for $20 a month, but with the collective buying power of all our membership, our leadership members, they're actually getting paid millions of dollars a month. Each law firm that's in our network throughout the U.S. get pays get paid based on the amount of members in that state. Like, for example, I'm in Alabama. You know, the Alpha Bio Walk in Alabama get over $200,000 a month on legal share. In the state of California, they get about $2 million a month for our members. So, you know, we get the top radio attorneys. We are the largest customer of all of, you know, attorneys throughout the U.S. and Canada. Now, next, well, I guess, you know, before I move on, I guess.
Oh, wait, hey, Robert.
Did you have anything? Yes.
Robert, real quick, because basically, because in interest of time, you know, we're on the radio, so we got to get moving. In the interest of time, so basically what you're saying, this is a full-service legal service that someone can actually have for themselves and their family members for as little as $20 a month, and it's full-service legal service, basically. So it's basically like you have car insurance, you have homeowners insurance, you have life insurance, you can actually have legal insurance in so many ways. So how do they get in contact? How do they sign up? Because we got 2 minutes, and then we got to go to a break, and then we got to go on to the other half of the show. So how can they get in contact with you to if they're interested in that type of service for $20 a month?
Right, yes. $20 a month to them and their family. And if they're just an individual, just one person, it's $9.99 a month, just for one person individually. Now, in order to get in contact with me, there's a couple ways. Perfect. My website, rlmeans.info, that's rlmeans.info. Also, I would like to provide everyone who listens to this call with a free mobile app that we just produced. And basically with this mobile app, it allows you to go on and ask any legal question. And to get access to this app, type in on your phone or in your browser the website, askLegalShield.rlmeans.info. That's askLegalShield.rlmeans.info. You should put that in your phone. It will take you to the spot where you can actually download our app. It's free of charge. You know, you can get any legal question answered. And you also will be able to contact me through the app as well. You know, and also my phone number is 334-868-8972. Again, that's 334-868-8972. And one more thing, I'm just seeing my website to make sure you all have it. It's rlmeans.info. And the phone number that I gave out, you can actually text me on that number as well. Feel free to text me on that number as well. And number once more, 334-868-8972. And also, if you have a business, we can tell you how you can get protected for your business as well. That's a whole separate plan. So I know time is running out. So
fantastic.
At the end of the radio.
Fantastic. So you can get in contact with Robert at area code 334-868-8972.
Correct.
Okay. Robert, man, brother, thank you for coming on, telling us about Legal Shield. We'll have to do it again in some other time, so that our listeners can actually, you know, sometimes people have to hear it a couple of times before they see the relative importance of it all. So I just wish you, your wife, and your new son the best, and you are going to be a great, great father. Thank you for taking out your time. And for Mr. Brown, also thank you for joining in, and we will definitely talk to you guys later, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, Rob. We'll talk to you, brother.
All right. Peace. Talk to you later. Bro.
Okay. Okay, everyone, you're going to go to that was Legal Shield, my man Robert Means, and his number is area code 334-868-8972. If you're interested in the Legal Shield services, that's $20 a month for your whole family. One individual is $9, I think it was $9.99 or $9, somewhere in that ballpark. Same thing, just split it in half.
Yes, one more thing, I'm sorry. It was $17 a month for individuals.
Okay, there you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Right.
Okay. So if you're interested in that, get in contact with Robert. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back out of the break, we have to talk about the major, major current events that are going on that you need to know. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, if you have any questions or comments, you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. Many of you, some of you that are on the line here, are the only ones that are hearing the show live as we speak, because it's not being broadcast live on Tando because of the inclement weather that Scotty was involved in. They had a power outage yesterday, and the extension of that power outage is probably going to be throughout the weekend, and possibly, you know, hopefully they'll get the lights back on and the power back up soon. And I know my man Scotty is prepared, because we're never scared, we're always prepared. So, but everyone, please send out your prayers and your energy to Scotty and his family and all of the Black Talk Radio listeners and all of the Tando Radio Show listeners that may have been adversely affected by yesterday's inclement weather, the tornadoes, and just the bad weather that was going through in that part of the country. So our prayers and our energy goes out to my man Scotty and all of those that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and all of those that within the family of listeners of Black Talk Radio Network. We definitely wish you and want you to do well. And if you if anyone is going through that area or know someone that's in that area and you've heard from them, give us an update on what's going on. That would be great. You could just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61 to signal me, and I will see that you are in queue and bring you up. So today is a live show, but it won't be put up. Scotty will put it back up once he has power again. And so we're going to go on with the show. Okay, now, wanted to talk about some very, very important things that is going on in the world because of where we are. I wanted to wait to kind of talk about this and the importance of this. Been some major, major events. If you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, it's not a matter that I'm trying to scare you. It's a matter that I'm trying to get you aware of the threat that you are facing. And this threat is like no other threat that you are going to have faced in the past and the duration of it. Because what we are moving into is a global war that is right on the doorstep. And it is about to charge through your home. No one in this country will be excluded from the adverse effects of this war. The difference is those that are prepared for it will be able to mitigate, and they will have choices from the opportunities that come up, and they will lessen their overall exposure to the adverse and hostile times. There is no guarantee, but I would say this: you increase your percentages of surviving and doing well when you prepare than those that don't prepare. Those that don't prepare are going to meet some very, very difficult times like they've never seen before. All of the things that you went to the movies to be entertainingly scared into, you will have to deal with from a position of it being your reality. And that's what is the truth that you must look at now, because if you don't see what's coming, you won't know what to do when it arrives. And this all takes preparing. So you would say, what am I talking about? There were a lot of things that have happened in the past year and a half, 2 years. In November of 2015, when the Chinese currency, the renminbi, known as the yuan, was accepted into the IMF SDR program, special drawing rights. And it took up a position in all of the other currencies in the position in that basket of currency. They say at the back, call it the basket of currency. In order for China, the renminbi, which means the people of China's currency, in order for that to fit in the basket, everyone had to give up space for them, and that means they had to lose some of their overall positioning. And what really happened was, although the U.S. lost the least amount of position, it lost all of its position. Plain and simple. The small 4% that they lost was actually 100% in which they lost, and you're going to start to see this unravel. And this will have a very, very adverse effect for every single person that is dependent upon this economy here in the United States and is reliant and attached to and addicted to the consumeristic style of living that this government has placed you under, and has groomed you to live under, and has groomed you to enjoy, and has intoxicated you with it. We have become inebriated in the so-called wine of American splendor, and our drunkenness is going to cause for some very difficult times if you do not prepare. So let's, very important article that came out from posted inside of Cando. You all should read it for yourself. You will see a Chinese gentleman with glasses there. Don't pass that article up. Read it. And the importance of that article is roughly, let's see, don't worry because of time. And what you're doing here, you're seeing the governor, the central bank governor of China. And his name is Zheng Jiujun, I believe it is. Zheng Jiujun. And the significance of this article, you can go down halfway down, and you would get to the bold area. You'll see that it's written in bold letters, and then it would, for the question, then the response would be. You would go approximately halfway down, and the question you'll see, and how you'll know is it, look for the last bold wording. It says December 11th. And what you want to do is you want to read above there, one above there, the question above there, and that question. And that question tells everything about where you are and where you're going in this economy. And let's take a look out of that. And it would say, the yuan exchange regime reform is making, this is the question, is making headways in the context of another round of global financial market adjustments, which means, they call it an adjustment, but what they're doing is they're collapsing you. That's the adjustment. It's moving from your economy and your currency that you've been using all your life and has been, it actually provided for your quality of life, is going to be totally destroyed. That's the adjustment. It's adjusting from that form of economic position to one of disposition. You will go from first-rate country to lower than a third-world country. You don't think it's possible? That's because you haven't studied history. And the setup for all of that is taking place as we speak now. And when you start to look at all the current events that are happening, it comes like a hand in a glove. Let's go to it. It says, there have been much talk, it says, let's go from there again. The yuan exchange rate regime reform is making headways in the context of another round of global financial market adjustments. There has been much talk on the spillover of China's financial market. Do you think this is fair? This is the question to the governor of China's central bank. A lot of volatility in the financial market is driven by events. Say that again. He tells you everything right there. A lot of volatility in the financial market is driven by events. When the next set of major events happen, you're going to have volatility in the market that is going to adversely affect you. It hasn't adversely affected you yet, no matter what you've been through. Even if you went through 2008, you lost everything, this is nothing compared to what's going to happen. As Peter Schiff said it best, and Peter Schiff's father actually died in jail because he was one that stood up to the government economically, and they put him in jail. As Peter Schiff said it best, he says, when the economic collapse happened and the dollar loses its economic positioning, its reserve currency status, and its petrodollar status, it will be the worst day of your life. In so many words. And that is absolutely true if you're not prepared. This is what it goes on to say. Between the Fed, talking about the Federal Reserve, the private bank, the Federal, between the Fed's announcement of QE, which is quantitative easing, tapering, and its first rate hike, many trade opportunities were created. Meanwhile, event-driven transactions are amplified. Heightening volatility may easily get on people's nerves and induce finger-pointing. Move this down. The launch of important policy measures should take these new factors into account. In the past, the weight of China's economy in the global economy was not big. And we are not accustomed to the possible spillover effects of our actions on the global economy and markets. Nowadays, the Chinese economy does have spillover effect. Say that again. The Chinese economy does have spillover effect. So whatever happens in China is now going to have an effect on you. Before, when the U.S. had a bad economic situation, the rest of the world was almost on life support. Now when China starts to have a bad financial index because of now they've taken the position that the U.S. has, they're basically saying they are the number one economy in the world, and they are. Now when they have a bad one, you're going to be on life support. Your economic situation and your economic lifestyle is going to be on life support just because China was a little sick. It goes on and continues to say, when the volatility of financial market is intensified by market events and heightened uncertainties worldwide, the international community pays greater attention to such spillover. We will promote the yuan exchange rate regime reform prudently, choosing appropriate opportunities and windows that minimize negative spillover, especially to avoid adverse interactions of various effects. Basically saying we are the new world economy and we run the show. The U.S. doesn't anymore. Goes on. There has also been spillover among the domestic stock market, the bond market, the foreign exchange markets, and the money markets, which reflect by natural interaction among price distortions, soundness, bubbles, and relentlessness as required by the Central Economic Work Conference. Cross-contagion and adverse feedback also among domestic financial markets should be avoided to prevent systemic risk. We've learned from the global financial crisis, which started from the 2008 subprime crisis in the United States, that crossed contagion between real estate markets, the subprime market, and shadow banking in the United States, produced disastrous impact. Remember when I said that they are going to start to bring the fraudulent accounts of the Western-style way of banking to the world? Why are they going to do that? Just like the U.S. had a Al-Qaeda boogeyman, the rest of the world is going to be given the American government as the new terrorist boogeyman. And guess what? There's more validation and substantiation for those accusations because they are true. And this is the Western purge that's starting to happen. Now let's continue to see so you can see what's really going on. Lost my place. Okay, there is also the soil for such contagion in China. Therefore, advanced reform should pick good windows of opportunity and require art and timing, cooperation and skill of execution. Some reforms will lose momentum if suspended, and the once bitten, twice shy mentality should be avoided. Certainly, another extreme should also be heeded, as international experts have shown that caution should be exercised to avoid transit traps and reform fatigue. Let me move this down. Since the second half of 2014, the U.S. dollar strengthened significantly, while the euro and the yen depreciated by a large margin. The euro and the yen, the Japanese yen, the U.S. dollar strengthened, while the euro and the yen depreciated by a large margin. The yuan basically followed the trend of the U.S. dollar, weakening against the dollar, but not much. Therefore, the yuan has accumulated some depreciation pressure against other currencies. These are enigmatic adjustments pressures in the past few years. The yuan exchange rate was very stable compared with other currencies, with almost the smallest volatility global. This has created unrealistic expectations in the domestic and international market that the yuan should remain very stable all the time. In this context, even a tiny move in the yuan exchange may trigger very strong external response with regards to the potential spillover, What the yuan now does is the only daggone thing that matters, not the dollar. Because the transferring of reserve currency status, petrodollar status, is being lost because everyone is removing themselves from SWIFT, from the Western banking style of the United States, from the reserve currency status that the United States have and the petrodollar status that they have, because they are no longer willing for you to live off of the labor that they have to produce daily in order to make it off of their depreciating currencies, while you live over here in the United States so-called high off the hog. See, that was the trap. And if you continue to stay in that trap, this door is going to close and you won't get out. And you will actually put yourself and your family in a position of such disadvantage like has never been seen before. This is why you see the real destruction, the training, the police militarizing, the Jade Helm exercise and all the other exercises, the FEMA camps and all of those other regions. That is because the dollar is going to lose its position, because the world is going to push it out. How are they going to push it out? They won't want it anymore. Let's go back to this so you can understand what's really going on and you can make the proper adjustments for yourself and your family. And hopefully I didn't lose my place. Here we go. In reality, in comparison with the euro, with the yen and the euro, the volatility of the yen exchange is much smaller, not to mention the currency emerging markets such as, not to mention the currencies of emerging markets such as Russia, Brazil, and South Africa. Why did they say that? Because that's the alliance that they have. Why is this alliance so important? Because this alliance is one, if you look at Russia, they have no debt. And if you look at this alliance, the importance of this alliance is that they are the first ones to start to move away and get the rest of the world to move away from the debt paradigm structure that the U.S. has created and thrown on and enslaved the rest of the world, and you too has enslaved you with it through debt. Debt is a burden. It always takes. It never gives you anything. So these countries are all in alliance because of why? Because they are moving away from a debt-based economy and they're going to an asset-based economy. And I ask you, what assets do you have? And if most of the assets that you have here in the United States are debt-ridden assets where you don't own them at all. So let's go back to this because it's so important. Not to mention the currencies of emerging markets such as Russia, Brazil, and South Africa. However, people's thinking is easily subject to innate or in needs of time to adapt. Therefore, playing up the spillover of China is unfair indeed in some ways. Here comes the next question. Does the central bank pay more attention to the yuan exchange rate related to a basket of currencies after the release of three yuan exchange rate on December 11th? This one tells everything that you need to know. This was his response. Currently, the yuan exchange rate regime is neither pegging to the U.S. dollar nor a free-floating system. I'll say that again. Currently, the yuan exchange rate regime is neither pegging to the U.S. dollar. The Chinese yuan is no longer pegged to the dollar, nor a free-floating system. When it unpegged from the dollar, is the day that you didn't announce it to you, but it was around January of this year, around the 11th of January, but it was actually way before because it was moving towards that. When that happened, the deal was done. Global war was assured, and you were assured to lose. So it goes on to say, so they're not pegged to the dollar anymore. And if the Chinese yuan is not pegged to the dollar, guess what's going to happen? They had to free themselves from that. Why? Because the rest of the world wanted them to get away from the dollar so that they could do business with them. I'm going to ask you, who's doing business with the U.S. now? No one. Who's doing business with China, Brazil, Russia, and India, and all of the BRIC nations and the ASEAN nations? The whole world is. And what are they doing? They're pushing the U.S. out. And the U.S. only has a couple of cohorts that will be in bed with them and do their proxy war bidding in Turkey and in other places. But guess what? There's a bunch of places, even in NATO nations themselves, that are starting to walk away from the U.S. dollar, and you're going to see it here. Check this out. It continues to go on. There's neither pegged to the U.S. dollar nor a free-floating system. In the foreseeable future, to exchange the reference to a basket of currency, namely the basket exchange rate at a broader stable level, will be the keynote for the yuan exchange rate regime reform. A more mature reform mechanism to a basket of currencies will involve a series of arrangements, including guiding global estimates of the exchange rate levels that remain stable relative to a basket of currencies, and require markets to consider the need for a stable basket rate when making quotations for the central parties, as well as the central bank's policies to keep the basket rate stable when making exchange rate adjustments. As a result, the stability of the yuan to a basket of currencies will be strengthened, and the two-way volatility of the yuan to the dollar enhanced. He was basically saying that the world is going to require China to stabilize an unstable volatility market, the volatility in the market from what's going to happen. What is going to happen? The U.S. is going to lose the reserve currency and petrodollar system. And when they do that, the U.S. is going to do like all of the other countries in the past that have done. They struck out in war, and they lost. This will be no different at all. Goes on to say, basically he is telling you that China is now the marker. China is now the currency that the world will be looking to for stability. And how is China going to do that? One, they had to first depeg themselves. And then what they're going to do is align with a basket of currencies, strengthen those currencies, and those currencies are going to come out of the emerging market. And what does the emerging markets all have in common? They are resource-based heavy. So they're going to back their currency by a resource, and that resource is going to be the precious metals. And that resource is going to be oil. And that resource is going to be what a country can generate. But the underlying trade foundation of it all is going to be in the precious metals. This is where we are. And this is where we are going. But let me get to this, because it's very important. During the reform of the exchange rate regime, we will significantly enhance the reference to a basket of currencies, but do not notice he said we will. We will significantly enhance. Doesn't matter. The U.S. has no say anymore. This is why Barack all of a sudden had that quick ASEAN meeting, had everybody come to California. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And you can see what's going on. And you can see the weathers of war are already in place. Check it out. Let's go. During the reform exchange rate, we will significantly enhance the reference to a basket of currencies. But this does not mean pegging to a basket of currency. And there, as there are many other factors influencing the exchange rate, though pegging to a basket of currency would better guide the market expectations and market understanding of exchange rate movements, there will also be difficulties. First, there is an issue of how to incorporate the impact of the macroeconomy data release. Let me tell you something. They're talking about macroeconomy for them, but your microeconomy is going to be destroyed if you continue in what you've been taught by these schools of obedience here in this country. If you live by cream, cash rules everything around me, it will send you to slaughter first, because they're talking about the macro. The whole world, how they're going to institute this through the whole world, and you better be thinking about the macro affecting your microeconomy in which you live in and making the necessary adjustments before it's too late, because once this door totally closes and slams, that's it. You are going to be where you are, because you won't be able to compete with the rest of the world for what they now consider valuable, and your diminished dollars will never catch up. The American dream is nothing more than fool's gold, and we better stop foolishly mining it. Goes on and continues. As there are many other factors, oops, I already read that one. Okay, first there is an issue of how to incorporate the impact of the micro-radio. Second, how to demonstrate that the market supply and demand is the basis. Market supply and demand. Let me tell you something about that. The U.S. doesn't create anything, doesn't manufacture anything. Outside of its military and having to colonize different nations by force, what does it produce? Everything that it's produced has been taken away, stolen, or has been sold off, and the intellectual properties have been given, sold off to other countries. So what does the U.S. produce? What is Detroit doing right now? Nothing. What is Camden, New Jersey doing now? Nothing. What is the manufacturing in this country doing? Nothing. Supply and demand. They don't have any supplies to meet any demands anymore, because there is none. But the ASEAN and the BRIC nations are doing all of it, and the world is going to run to them, and they're going to run away from you. They're going to turn their back on you, but they're going to do more than just turn their back. They're going to demand blood. because of the procedures and the policies and the past global dominance that you have had at the hand of a sword. They're going to want that institution to be dealt with, and they will. And they have the momentum and the capability to do it. Here it goes. Lost my place. Okay, here we are. Supply and demand should be given more consideration if it points to a different direction from the shown by a basket of currency. Third, how to choose the weight of a basket of currency. There is no consensus. It could be a trade-weighted basket, an SDR, which means special drawing right, or baskets with other weighted methods. They're talking about gold and the precious metals. The different baskets result in different induces. It will be a gradual process to enhance the reference to the baskets of currency. Now, 3 yen exchange rate induces have been released, and the future design of the regime will be adjusted according to the macro developments and the market supply and demand. A mature, transparent regime will come out of exploration and implementations. Currently, a consensus has been achieved. A consensus has been achieved to enhance the reference of baskets, reference to a basket of currencies, and the price mechanism of central parties has incorporated factors to stabilize the basket exchange rate. In operations, keeping the stability of the yuan exchange rate to a basket of currencies is a major goal. Yuan volatility against the U.S. dollar will be managed in an appropriate manner. They will manage it. The U.S. won't. Did you hear what they said? A consensus has been achieved. They tell you everything, what's happening here. In the future, the mechanism of a macroeconomy data to influence the exchange rates will be introduced. The central banks will enhance the communications and strengthen the role of the yuan exchange rate so that the market could judge the effectiveness of the mechanism and refer to the basket of currency. The world is going to see what China is doing with their currency is the best way for them, and they're going to run with it because they are going to back their currency with something that gives people confidence, and that is gold. That is gold. The U.S. has backed their currency by threats, sanctions, embargoes, the military, and debt. At some point in some time, this is the setup. People get tired of that and they want to move away from it. The rest of the world is tired of it, and now they can move away from it. And they're going to. And it's going to have an adverse effect on you. What does that mean? As we speak right now, there are 23 countries that have already abandoned the U.S. dollar. 23 countries. And of those 23 countries, you would be surprised who's in it. France, Germany, and England have abandoned the U.S. dollar. Why is this significant? Because all of Europe has already abandoned the U.S. dollar. The petrodollar. They have dropped the dollar. They have dropped the dollar because they had no choice if they wanted to economically survive. But you always hear me say that all of these governments are in one big fraternity against you. This is just the parade that they're showing you because it gives them plausible deniability to maintain control over your very life because you are going to say, oh, is this government, is that this person, is Obama, is this person? No, you didn't even realize that the trap was set from the moment that you decided to function in their economy exclusively. And this is what they have to do to maintain control, because if they don't maintain control, one day you may wake up and ask a question saying, why should I pay for my birthright to you? Why am I paying for my birthright? This is what's so significant about this. There is a new monetary system that has already been set up. He already told you that it has. And the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. 23 countries and 60% of the world's GDP has walked away from the U.S. dollar. And SWIFT and the financial worldwide financial system that the Western government has invoked. And the countries that are in this, as I said, is Russia, China, India, all of the BRIC nations, Germany, France, and the UK. Now, why is that so important? Why is this so important? They're setting the people up so much. This is what they're going to do. All of a sudden, Germany and France, Germany is already starting to do it. Germany and France and England is going to turn on the U.S. Oh, you thought that they were your allies. You have no allies anymore. How are they going to do it? They already did it when Obama wanted to bomb Syria, and the parliament in the U.K. said, no, we're not engaging in that. And the rest of the world said no, and he smacked them in the face and sent them home. It was the setup. Why are they doing it? Right now, Iran has now, the sanctions are lifted. Not because the U.S. wanted to lift them sanctions. The U.S. never wanted to lift them sanctions. They had no choice but to lift them sanctions. And what did Iran do? Yep, we got nukes, so does Saudi Arabia, but so what? We got nukes, and we're going to continue to sell and bring more oil to the market because it's going to bring about the crash of the whole economies, and that's what they want. And who are they doing business with? We read this inside of Tando last week. Iran is selling oil to who? France, and they're not using the dollar. This stuff is so important. This is why I'm talking very fast to get this stuff out to you, because what is coming, you have to prepare for. So now, this new monetary system, it no longer uses the dollar hegemon. The dollar doesn't have a relevant voice in anything now. And these countries won't need the dollar. They won't need it in their reserves. Russia right now, I read it earlier in the Wall Street Journal, where the U.S. government was telling the bankers, don't you go into bed with Russia selling their treasury bonds. Why is that? Because they won't need them anymore, and the rest of the world is going to start selling their treasury bonds too. And guess who's going to be buying them? You are. And guess what it's going to do? It's going to annihilate your dinner table. Is going to annihilate your pantries. Is going to annihilate your overall living standards, because your dollars won't be worth a darn. Your paper won't be worth a darn. Why won't it be worth a darn? Because it has no more confidence. The world has lost confidence, and when they don't have confidence in a currency, they get rid of it. They don't want to be holding the debt. They don't want to lose their standard of living. So what are they going to do? Send this back over to the United States. Send this back to them. They've been living high off the hog. Well, now it's time to roll and slop with the hogs. This is where we are. This is what's so important. And this is what's going to continue to happen. China announced that it stopped purchasing U.S. debt. Why did they do it? Because because of quantitative easing. And this is going to cause the central bank here to have to continue to print even more, and not print, but digitally create and to put more currency into the market. But guess what? The market won't want it, so it will just be monopoly money all over the floor. A reserve currency status only lasts for about 80 years, 100 years at the most. The U.S., you know, first Portugal had it, then Spain had it, then the Netherlands had it, then France had it, then Britain had it, now the U.S. has it. And all of them collapsed right about this. The U.S. is in its collapse phase. It's been the reserve currency status for around over 70, 80 years since the Bretton Woods establishment. What does this mean for you? It means much. These 23 nations that have abandoned the dollar and starting to use trade among themselves. They are going to grow strong because their overall goods are good. How many countries in Europe are now kicking out Russia and Germany and France is kicking out the U.S. grain and everything else because it's GMO laced and GMO food. So they're sending it back to the U.S. They're sending back everything to the U.S. because they don't want it. This is why the Baltic Dry Duck Index is at the lowest it's ever been in history. Why? Because they don't want to move goods to the U.S. so that the U.S. would pay them in depreciating junk. And it also speaks of war because they know that the U.S., like any other bully that's been defeated, will have a scorched earth policy in order to maintain what little control that it can. But it's not going to work. It's never worked in the past, and it won't work now. It's done. And the most important thing for you is to position yourself and your family accordingly to this. I put inside a Tando. And at any time, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue. This is very important. I put inside of Tando. Joint statement on trilateral joint chief of staff meeting is right above the governor of the Central Bank of China. And why is this so relevant? And this is why the ASEAN meeting was that we listened to Obama on, and it's posted there in Tando, that happened last week. And this is why this was so important. Openness, and you will see this was from the 11th of February. And it says, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, United States Marine Corps General Joseph F. Dunsford, U.S. Joint Chief of Staff, hosted Republic of Korea Army General Lee Sun-jung, Chairman of the ROK, Joint Staff and Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force Admiral Kawasui, Chief Staff of the Japanese Defense Force for a tri meeting in Hawaii, February the 10th. The session between the defense chiefs of the United States, Republic of China, and Japan featured discussions on trilateral information sharing, collaboration in the light of increasing North Korea nuclear and missile threats. That wasn't it. Here we go. It goes on. The ongoing discussions reflect the nation's efforts to enhance trilateral information sharing on North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. The three chiefs of defense reconfirmed that North Korea's fourth nuclear test and long-range missile nukes were direct violation of the UN resolution as a result of a serious provocation among the international communities and agreed to firmly respond to the actions utilized trilaterally information sharing. The senior military leaders also agreed to coordinate further on mutual security issues to enhance peace and stability in the region. See, that was the press that they were leaving to you. What was really happening was this, is that just like before, the U.S. had called Japan on the carpet and wanted Japan to back them economically, and Japan didn't want to do it. So what did the U.S. do? They embargoed them, and if you know anything about Japan, it's an island that doesn't have resources. This is why they have nuclear reactions all over the place, or that's the plausible deniability as to why they do it. The U.S. embargoed them so that they couldn't get oil, and then what did Japan's response have to be since they were being sanctioned and choked out? They had a response to attack Pearl Harbor, and they told the U.S. that they were coming because the U.S. wanted them to attack them. Why? Because they just had a new toy that they wanted to drop on the world, known as a nuclear bomb. And why did they want that to happen? Because that was the first act of terrorism in this age, the greatest act of terrorism in this age. Because what did it do? They dropped that bomb on Japan for political, economic gains throughout the world. Because what did the rest of the world say? Oh, they are too big. We can't stand up to them. And what did the U.S. do? U.S. do? Said that you will buy our debt now. So the world didn't forget. They just never told you so you wouldn't know. And by you not knowing, you are going to be subject to the ills of that ignorance. And it's been forced upon you through the obedience schools. So now, once again, they're calling Japan back on the carpet and Korea back on the carpet. And guess what? Why is this? It's because of the overall use of things in the South Sea of China. China is expanding its reach into the South Sea of China. They call it the South Sea of China for some darn reason, because they can now. And they knew that they had to do that because why? The U.S., because they were going to collapse the U.S. economically, because they've already asymmetrically beat them in the economic realm and they can't compete. So what did they know that they had to do? Expand their militarized zone and expand their Blue Navy and have alliances with different countries to beat the United States. And how they were going to do it first? First, they was going to offer a deal to the rest of the world. And it looks like France, Germany, and England have taken the deal. This is why they rushed and hastily had a meeting with the ASEAN nations that have over 75% of the world's GDP and production and manufacturing in the world. They had to. What I'm basically telling you is this, is that the war in Syria and the war in Ukraine, the Syrian war is tied to Turkey because they in Saudi Arabia because they are all following the Nazi movement that has been established by the Zionists throughout the world, even in Jerusalem. And the neocons that they call here, and that's nothing more than a politically correct way to say the neo-Nazis. The gig is up. And see, the gig is not up for the U.S. The gig is up for the people of this world. They're going to move into another global war so that they'll get people on their knees and on their bellies worshiping them. And how do you do it? If you're going to attack people through all over the world, you first have to section them off, make some weak, make some strong. But what you really do is you make them completely weak by having them fight each other. That is a force multiplier, so you don't have to deal with them directly. You can control the propaganda and control the anger, and then now you're angry at someone that you never even met, so much so that you'll kill them for religious reasons and for political reasons and for nationalistic reasons. You're no different than the Nazis themselves. You're worshiping and you're conducting yourself in demonic ritual called blood sacrifices. And this blood sacrifice is going to come back here. There will be no escape. This is why it's so important that we isolate and remove ourselves and don't give energy to this and protect and prepare ourselves accordingly. I didn't have enough time, but we will definitely touch on this again because it is huge. And when the U.S. has already lost the petrodollar status, that means that all of the countries in the world won't need to hold on to their U.S. dollars, and they'll send it back to you, and you're going to have more cash on your hand than you know what to deal with, but it's not going to buy a darn thing. It will cream, will rule everything around you, but it's going to crash everything in your plain sight. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, and then hit star 61, and I will see you in queue and bring you up. This is basically saying that you can expect a global military response war-wise within the next year and a half. There is no getting out of this. There is no walking away from this. This is something that you have to prepare for. You can't petition them. The only way that you can, you can't ask them, you can't tell them. The only way that you can do it is to make them. How do you make them? You can't use the same consciousness that they use in order to create the problem. You have to turn off the energy to them and let them hold the bag that they want to put over your head. Once the rest of the world, once the rest of the countries no longer want this, because they're going to be equally fooled in this whole ordeal, just like you were in the past, been fighting for something that was that didn't want you inclusive in their system anyhow, so they wanted you to think so that you would spend all of your time and your energy fighting for something that was a facade. You want to be included in this system. But see, this system has some real devilish rituals and skeletons. And if you want to fight for it, that's what they want you to do. Because then you're going to be blindly led to a destructive end. One of the most dangerous things that you can ever do. Dangerous things that you could ever do is have blind faith. It is the first step to genocide. And so many, oh, nothing can happen here in the United States. Everything is good. Those people will be in lines fighting themselves and each other for the limited of resources that the U.S. government can't buy in goods. Let me ask you, if someone can't pay, they can't play. Will you allow in your business at home, if someone can't pay and they want to continue to take and maintain because they say, oh, we're entitled. You see from these movies and from what's going on TV and entertainment, they brought you to have an ennui to what's going on in the world. You don't really care. All you want is your comfort, your entertainment, and get me my new whatever because I'm entitled to it. I'm from America. The land of the free, home of the brave. This is all propaganda that sets you up for the great fall. And when this dollar finally complete, it's complete, it's going to be the worst day of your life. Because everything that you ever known is going to be immediately taken away from you without someone snatching it from you. But by someone not providing it for you, because we haven't been providing for ourselves. We haven't been exclusively building what needs to build for a sustainable prosperity. You're going to see the health in this country totally go to waste. Food quality totally go to waste. Everything is going to be much more difficult. And they're going to establish these are how you have to get fed. This is what you're going to have to do. But you're going to have to give up some security in order for this to happen. This is why this daggone iPhone push is going on right now where they're telling you and you're being set up by Apple. Already have been. We've been set up by all the smartphones. They come up, they create the crisis, and then they bring you the solution saying that you need to give up these things because of these security threats. And they'll have an attack in Paris and in New York not even knowing that they were the same people that did the attack got the check from the same person that says, well, you need to give up this in order for you to be safe. You've been had. And if you continue to do what we've been doing and taught, in the past, this will continue to happen. Why is it that the Department of Justice is telling Apple that we need to break into this because, and they want to compromise, you have to give up some security some liberty in order to have real security for them to protect you. That's the problem. You have blind faith that somebody's going to take care of you when the only thing that they're ever going to do is to continue to tighten the screws of bondage on you because they have an insatiable appetite. It's never enough. It's never enough. Why is it never enough? Because they battle among themselves for position. It even consumes them. They're not getting anything. They think they are. This is why they can be so murderous. This is why they can be so loyal to this cause. This is why they can be so easily blinded to enslaving people. Because I'm going to tell you, this whole system breeds slave masters and slave owners. If you really think about it, this system taught you to be that way. They want you to have, you want to have a slave, but you don't want to be one. Think about it. What has your purchases in Nike, iPhone, all these other things, all of us, I'm just in it as just as much as you, but we've been had. But at some point, those that know that they've been had have a better chance of breaking the bondage of slavery because they don't control your spirit and your mind. But the other people that don't even know that they are slaves, they're ready for the next trick. And the next trick is going to hurt. Those are the ones that say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. You don't need to plan for everything. Leave those people alone. Stay away from them. Because they talk nicely now, and then their passive aggressiveness towards you when you're trying to help them is going to be all out predatory aggression towards you in the future. And I would say you deal with them accordingly if you can. This is where we are because this is the overall global game. This is this conspiracy agenda. It's already set in stone. This is why you're having the military engagements. This is why you're hearing about the nukes that were being stolen. This is why you have the whole world is basically positioning themselves for this global war that's about to jump off. What is it that you need to do? You need to prepare. You need to prepare yourself and your family and our community. Because in that preparing, you will be liberated spiritually also. And that will grow. And you won't have the same continence, and you won't have the same consistency, and you won't have the same harmonic energy as those that would enslave, because you won't be bound by the fear of upsetting master, of upsetting master, of upsetting and going against or challenging what needs to be challenged. See, when they let this thing unfold, this global war, they realize that they are limited in things that they can do. But they know if they starve your neighbors and everyone around you, that is a force multiplier that will deal with people, and that will cause so much terror that people will be begging for peace. And they're going to bring you a piece of something. They're going to bring you another further piece of their enslavement. If they would say that iPhone has to give up being able to unlock and spy on you, they already did it. This is just the way that they've been doing it already. As soon as you got a smartphone, they were actually insulting you because it was a smartphone for dumb people. As soon as they established that technology, it was spying on you. Everything is spying on you. Why? Because they want to tell you that. But guess what? When you don't care that they're spying on you, ain't a damn thing that they could do to you. How can they kill you and they never gave you life? At some point, we have to stop being soldiers and taking orders. Start being sovereign, self-determining, individual warriors that at all costs provides by the means that the great creator has established. This is the true and only, in my opinion, way that this can be mitigated. You can't change this by a vote. You can't change this by a petition. You can't change this by begging them. because you're playing by their rules. At some point, you have to establish your own rules. At some point, you have to establish your own life. At some point, you have to establish your own prosperity. So at some point in your life, you have to be your own freedom. You got to bring your own doctrine of independence, your own Bill of Rights, and your own Constitution. If not, someone else will write it for you, and you will be subject to it. You won't be a participant in it. You'll be a subject to it. It's where we are, and it's the most powerful place for us to be, because the opportunities from this is going to be so great. And those great opportunities will be in the opportunities of reestablishing the prosperity that has been lost. Do you know how powerful it is when you can provide for yourself and your family independently of anyone else? It's something that you will never trade in or go back to. And that is the vulnerability of this age. And this is why they're going to bring so much fear. This is why they're going to bring so much pain. This is why they're going to bring so much challenge. Ain't nothing going to be comfortable. One of the things, before they cook meat, in order to get it nice and ripe and juicy and to have the best flavor, they got to tenderize it. They've been tenderizing our butts for so long. Now we're ripe to be cooked. And at some point, someone has to turn the oven off, because they're going to turn it way up. And that should be you, because you are not subject to another man. One of the things in the old ancient times, it said that they wanted to destroy the people because they made too much noise. But there's a noise that we have to make that irritates them, that comes from our soul, that comes from our spirit, that harmonic energy, that high frequency that destroys their low death beat. And it shatters all of their glass ceilings. This is where we are. And when we come back tomorrow, we're going to look at some other things. If you'd like to get in on the precious metals class, definitely we can do that. It's $25 a month. Learn the Forex trading at iMarketsLiveInternational.com, so you can get a revenue stream that's coming in that you can have it go right back out into assets while you still could do it. Now's the time to act on things to set up for the future, because as you speak right now, is not now. Now is not the time to just sit back and hope and pray. One of the things about prayer is that you have to get up off your knees after you pray. But so many of us want to stay on our knees and want a miracle from the knees. I hate to tell you, the great creator never established a miracle from doing nothing. See, the prayer that you make is a commitment to your progression, and your actions is the miracle and allows that to happen. Where are the Joshuas and Calebs that says we can take them? But more important in this day and age, you need the Joshuas and Jacobs that are even stronger than those Joshuas and Jacobs that wanted to go to war and fight. We got to be even stronger than that. One, a Joshua and a Caleb that says, I will just turn my energy away from them and go in another direction, because they mean nothing to me. I hear them, but they don't matter. Okay, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you. Much love and much respect to you. Before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And God willing, we will be back tomorrow. We'll continue this. from a standpoint so that you can see what's really going on and prepare accordingly. Now is the time for you. Even if your family members don't do it, you do it. Even if you have to stand alone, let me tell you, one of the most important things that a young prince or a young princess must learn and master, the first art that a young prince and a young princess must master, is the art of being lonely. Because when you go off on these in these directions, you're going to find a path that is very bare. You still got to walk it. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you soon, God willing.
Girl, you are.